Hear the word of the Lord for you today from Matthew 14, verses 22 to 33. Immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up by the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone, but by this time the boat, battered by the waves, was far from land, and the wind was against them. And early in the morning, he came walking toward them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost." They cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." And he said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You have little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Good and gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us, upon our hearts and our minds. This we pray in Christ's name. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm a doer, not just a beer. I want to be doing things almost all the time. I love my quiet time with God each day, my internal ticker of prayer and conversation, but I also want to be doing things. So I feel like I'm not doing enough right now. I wonder, can you relate? This time of being at home a lot and distance, it's hard, isn't it? Recovering from surgery has accentuated it for me. But in Scripture, I see that there's a place for rest and just being with Jesus. Be still is actually a command in the Bible. And praying, just praying for one another, is described as some of the most important work we can do as Christians and for one another. Life is not all about doing, doing, doing. I also want to be back to pre-COVID-19. Don't we all want that? Just to come back to church and work and school. And some churches are doing that. But we see some danger in that path for us. With increasing cases near us and such a large vulnerable population, it's why we're doing church on the lawn this week and continuing YouTube worship. I've heard a lot of people say, if you trust God, it'll all just be fine. But that's dealing with God on our terms. Faith is not a formula for safety. Those who fall ill to this virus are no less faithful, and we're never promised an easy life. We're asked to take up a cross and follow Jesus. The truth is, this is just a hard time. We can say and pray that things won't get as bad here with COVID as elsewhere, but we have no assurance of that. I wish so badly we could go back. I cry just thinking about seeing all of you. But the truth is, we cannot go back. Not right now. We are in a new, uncharted place, a place we don't want to be. Kind of like the disciples out on a boat in the middle of a storm in Matthew 14. Do you think the disciples ever wondered if they could go back to pre-Jesus days? To fishing, working alongside family, making a living? Not to mention sleeping in your own bed and steady meals. I wonder if they longed for the days before Jesus said, "Come follow me," and they did just that. They left friends and family and livelihood. I believe in their hearts they knew they could not go back. This was the new normal, this itinerant life. Not at all easy or expected or familiar or comfortable. And can you even imagine how they felt on days like the one right before this story when 5,000 people showed up on a mountain and it was dinner time and Jesus said, "You feed them"? Talk about wanting to go back. Then they get into a boat and there's a storm. The boat is battered by waves, far from land. The wind is against them. But look what happens next. Jesus doesn't leave them all alone out there in the storm. He comes walking to them on the water. Can you even imagine that? This was not a soothing sight like we read it today. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It's a ghost." Immediately Jesus says, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." Jesus comes to them. He doesn't leave them stranded. He uses the words we all need to hear. Do not fear. Peter wants to make sure it's Jesus. Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. And Jesus says, come. And Peter, probably a doer more than a beer, gets out of that boat and starts walking on the water. But when he takes his eyes off Jesus and notices the wind, that's when his fear causes him to sink. He cries out, Lord, save me. Jesus catches him and says, you of little faith, why did you doubt? Then they get into the boat with all the other disciples. The wind stops and everyone in the boat says, truly, you are the Son of God. Wow. Isn't there a lot in this incredible story? Like the disciples in this boat called life, we will have storms. The boat will rock. We will be afraid. But Jesus will not leave us. He will come to us and meet us right where we are. In fact, he'll ask us to join him on the water. And as long as we keep our eyes on him, we'll be okay. If we focus on the wind and the waves, well, we know what happens. We are in a storm right now. There is a lot of wind and waves of COVID and all kinds of social change. Some of it is exciting and challenging, and we need to be a part of it, but some of it is scary. We might be afraid. We might be wishing we could go back to life the way it was last year. But Jesus has another idea. Instead of going backwards or dreaming for the past, he asks us to step out of the boat, keep our eyes on him. Friends, let's keep our eyes on Jesus, because that is the good news of the gospel today. And for that, all God's people say, Amen.